Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony, number 11. This podcast is a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message / homily series. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you and with me from a biblical perspective the means by which we can combat and overcome the sin of gluttony and its outcome of obesity and disease. Our passage from the Word of God today is Judges chapter 3, verses 20 through 22, which reads, "And Ehud came unto Eglon, king of Moab, and he was sitting in a summer parlor, which he had for himself alone. And Ehud said, I have a message from God unto thee. And he arose out of his seat. And Ehud put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust it into his belly. And the shaft also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out." Now, I'm not going to expound on that because I've already preached on that, and as they say, you can get the tape. I'm just reading some of the verses that we've already gone over on how the Bible deals with the issue of gluttony, obesity, and so forth. Now, let's look at gluttony and its effects in the news. According to U.S. News and World Report, obesity poses a stubborn public health problem. Just when it looked like rates were finally starting to plateau, results from an ongoing national survey tell a different story. Rather than losing weight, Americans, children and adults alike, are still gaining weight. Rural areas are seeing the biggest spikes. Globally, the obesity epidemic also continues. The expected impact is greatly concerning because obesity increases the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and certain types of cancer. So, beloved, in this podcast today, we are going through the fine book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal by Mike Anderson. He writes in Chapter 1, Diet, Disease, and Weight Loss, Part 7. We're picking up where we left off last time. He says, with respect to heart disease, there are two laws that are, to date, irrefutable. Number one, heart disease can only be reversed on a true low-fat diet, 10% or less of total calories. Number two, heart attacks do not occur with people having total cholesterol levels under 150. The RAVE diet will show you how to achieve a 10% fat level with delicious foods so you can reverse heart disease. And if you eat to prevent or reverse heart disease, you'll be preventing all the other degenerative diseases that are making Americans sick and causing them to die prematurely. That is the ticket the Rave Diet has for you on the health train. On a heart disease prevention diet as opposed to a reversal diet, pardon me, the maximum fat level is 20% of total calories. Since most adult Americans already have heart disease, you should try to reverse it as much as possible by getting your fat level down to 10% by strictly following the Rave Diet. While medical authorities are fiddling with LDL and HDL levels and ratios, your goal should not be a ratio, but a total cholesterol level below what is going on today in our society. If you do that, you'll never have to worry about having a heart attack again, and you simply cannot get your cholesterol level below 150 unless you adopt a Rave Diet. People like to scoff at the idea that diet is so powerful, preferring to take expensive medicines instead. They will point to studies that show a change in fat levels does not have an effect on diseases. The problem with these studies is that they make small dietary changes. For example, they may reduce a 40% fat diet to a 30% fat diet and say the dietary fat level does not make a difference. That's like switching from regular cigarettes to light cigarettes, and that won't prevent anything. What you have to do is make a big change before you'll be able to reverse and prevent our diet-related diseases that we have here in America and even other places. What medical authorities have to do is reduce dietary fat from 40% to 10% before they will see a difference. And it will be a huge difference. It's also been shown that a diet of 10% fat is far more effective than heart disease medicines in lowering LDL cholesterol levels, and diet does not have any side effects. Following mainstream advice to eat more fruits and vegetables simply will not get the job done. It's a bit like adding a couple of raisins to a chocolate bar and declaring the chocolate bar to be healthy. In order to realize the healing effects of plant foods, you have to make a complete switch and do it in an uncompromising fashion. The Rave Diet and lifestyle shows you how to do just that. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you, Lord, for bringing this to our attention. You, as always, you did it in a very loving way. And for some, it is too late. For some others, is right on time. And for others, it can prevent things happening in their lives that they know nothing about. And so, Holy Father God, have mercy and grace upon us for committing the sin of gluttony, overeating, overdrinking, overdoing it, and help us to truly not only confess our sins, but to repent of our sins. and to turn from our evil ways in this regard as well. And grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to have all that we do, eat and drink, to be done for your glory, praise, and honor, and help us not to overdo it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen.